utilize the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a divine gift from God, designed to provide spiritual, physical, and emotional training to believers. This sacred month is more than just a collection of rituals, it is a transformative opportunity to develop discipline, purpose, and self-control. Ramadan reminds us that life's true success lies in aligning with divine principles rather than succumbing to worldly desires. In our fast-paced, digitally driven world, Ramadan also serves as a timely occasion to reflect, detox, and reconnect with our true purpose. When God created Adam, Satan observed his physical form and noticed a hollow jaw inside him. He declared, "I will overpower this creation, for anything that is hollow cannot maintain control over itself." This hollowness represents human vulnerabilities, not just physical but also emotional and spiritual. Humans are endowed with sensory faculties like eyes, ears, tongues, and hearts, which are blessings but can lead to misguidance if misused. God warns in the Quran, "They have hearts they do not understand with, they have eyes they do not see with, and they have ears they do not hear with." 7:179. Satan exploits these weaknesses, tempting humans to misuse their faculties for fleeting pleasures. Ramadan, however, provides a structured framework to regain control over these vulnerabilities and redirect them toward meaningful purposes. The story of the forbidden tree is not just a tale of human error. It represents the first training platform for Adam and his descendants. In paradise, God allowed Adam and Eve to enjoy everything but prohibited them from approaching one specific tree. He said, "Do not approach this tree lest you become wrongdoers." 2:35. This prohibition was not a punishment but an exercise in self-restraint. It was a way for Adam and Eve to learn discipline and obedience. When they succumbed to temptation and disobeyed God, it highlighted the human tendency to falter. However, their repentance and God's mercy marked the beginning of humanity's journey of learning, growth, and spiritual training. The lesson of the forbidden tree is mirrored in Ramadan. Just as Adam and Eve were asked to refrain from the tree as a test of discipline, we are asked to refrain from eating, drinking, and other desires during Ramadan to cultivate self-control and spiritual awareness. The Quran emphasizes this in the verse, "Fasting has been prescribed for you, just as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may guard yourselves against evil." 2:183. The primary objective of Ramadan is the purification of the soul. It's not just about abstaining from food and drink but about cleansing our thoughts, actions, and intentions. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeks God's reward, their past sins will be forgiven." Sahih Bukhari. This highlights that fasting is not merely a physical act but a spiritual process of repentance, self-accountability, and growth. A believer spends the month of Ramadan in daily prayers and Quran recitation that strengthen his connection with God, remembrance of God to attain inner peace and spiritual purity, supplication and in seeking forgiveness, guidance, and blessings. In today's world, fasting from food and drink has become relatively easier for many people, but refraining from scrolling through their phones has become significantly harder. While believers observe their fasts and avoid physical indulgences during Ramadan, the constant temptation to check notifications, scroll through social media, or binge-watch content often disrupts the spiritual purpose of the month. This struggle highlights a profound reality. Our fingers are now more restless than our appetites. The habit of endless scrolling has become so ingrained that even while fasting, many find it challenging to detach from their screens. This underscores the urgent need for not just a physical fast but a digital fast as well. One of the biggest challenges we face today is digital addiction. Mobile phones, social media, streaming platforms, and video games consume a significant part of our lives. This addiction is fueled by dopamine, a neurotransmitter that creates feelings of pleasure and reward. Every notification, like, or episode triggers a dopamine release, making us crave more. The impact of digital addiction are many, such as time wastage, mental fatigue, feeling of disconnection. It weakens real-life relationships and human connections, and gives rise to inner restlessness. Ramadan provides an excellent chance to not only fast from food and drink but also detox from digital distractions. This practice, known as Dopamine fasting helps reset your mind, regain focus, and restore balance in your life. Dopamine fasting involves stepping away from activities that offer instant gratification, such as excessive social media usage, overindulging in entertainment platforms, spending hours gaming or aimlessly scrolling, etc. These steps should be taken to embrace a digital detox during Ramadan. 1. Limit phone use. Set specific times to check your phone and spend the rest of your time in prayer, reading Quran, or engaging in productive activities. 2. Uninstall unnecessary apps. Delete apps that encourage mindless scrolling or gaming. 3. Restrict social media. Allocate only 10 to 15 minutes daily for social platforms. 4. Reconnect with family. Spend meaningful time with your loved ones during Sahur, pre-dawn meal, and iftar, breaking the fast. 5. Focus on worship. Replace digital distractions with dhikr, remembrance of God, and dua, supplication. 6. Read books or reflect. Engage in activities that nurture your mind and soul. The story of the forbidden tree shows that God provided Adam with his first training platform to learn discipline and obedience. Similarly, Ramadan serves as a modern-day training ground for humanity, teaching self-control and the ability to resist temptations. In a time where refraining from food is easier than resisting the urge to scroll, Ramadan offers us the chance to practice both physical and digital fasting. Just as Adam and Eve were asked to refrain from the tree as a test of discipline, we are asked to refrain from eating, drinking, and other desires during Ramadan to cultivate self-control and spiritual awareness. Ramadan provides an excellent chance to not only fast from food and drink but also detox from digital distractions. This practice, known as dopamine fasting, helps reset your mind, regain focus, and restore balance in your life.